Chapter 12. I think you should major in math, Pee-wee said. Wallowick had a catalog from the college he wanted to go to when he got back to the world, and Pee-wee was telling him what to take.
I'm no good in math, Wallowick said. I think I'll take music or something like that. Something easy.
Why don't you go to the University of Chicago? Brunner said. That's got a good reputation. Who ever heard of Knox College?
That sound like that school of hard knocks I've been hearing about, Pee-wee said. Knox is good, and it's in my hometown,
Wallowick said.
My cousin went there.
They got any brothers going to that school?
I asked.
The first colored senator went to Knox, Wallowick said. The whole town has a good history with helping colors and stuff like that. The Underground Railroad used to go through Galesburg.
You study math like I told you,
Pee-wee said in a gruff voice.
Then I'll let you come to Chicago and be a big-time numbers man.
Wallowick would rather stay over here than go to Chicago,
Sergeant Simpson chimed in. He figured he'd stay over here, he'll be safer.
What else you got in the mail?
Monocle asked.
A newspaper?
Wallowick said.
Only thing in it is the stuff about guys burning their draft cards.
Faggots and commies, Brunner said. Anybody who wouldn't stand up for their country is either a faggot or a commie.
They're doing what they think is right, Monocle said. Maybe they are right. Who knows?
That's why we got 4- and 5-man squads, Brunner said. Because those jerks are home smoking dope and burning their draft cards. You get blown away because you don't have a full squad. You can thank those creeps.
I almost went to Canada when I got notice to go down to register, Bruce said.
Yeah, but then you got it together, Brunner said.
No, man, I didn't have the nerve.
Bruce had a sheepish grin on his face. A rat scurried up the side of the hooch, jumped onto Wallowick's bunk, and stopped right in the middle of it. We had put some poison around, and we figured he must have been dying. It was about 7 to 8 inches long and bloated up.
Brunner, get your piece,
Sergeant Simpson said. Brunner had a .22 air rifle. He got it, kneeled down, and shot the rat. It died right on Wallowick's bunk, and Wallowick got pissed off. He left the hooch and told Brunner he had better have his bunk cleaned up before he got back. The rest of us got up and split and left Brunner and the rat in the hooch. What Brew had said about not having the nerve to go to Canada shook me. Here he was in Nam, getting shot at every day, afraid of every noise, every step, and yet he had been afraid of going to Canada. It shook me because I knew what he meant. Sometimes standing alone seemed to be the hardest thing in the world to do, even when being in the crowd meant you could be killed. We got hit by a rocket attack that night. It came on us all of a sudden. I woke up screaming. The sounds of the explosions rattled through the hooches, and we couldn't tell where the rockets were hitting. I grabbed my helmet and rifle and ran for the bunker. The noise messed me up. I jumped with every explosion. I trembled as the ground shook around me.
Look for sappers! Look for sappers!
Sergeant Simpson was calling out for us to look out for sappers, the Vietnamese suicide squads. He had 62 days to go, and he was trying to stay alive.
Somebody send up a flare,
Monaco.
I'm going to get some,
Pee-wee. The squad had settled down. I was still shaking. I heard somebody screaming for a medic. The flare went up, and there was some firing, but we didn't see any sappers. The rocket stopped. The flares died down. They put out the fires. The night had us again.